In today's podcast, we reflect on the importance of timing and procrastination as we seek to walk in God confidence. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, also known as Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help those on the margins of life experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Okay, are you guys ready? Confession time. By default, I'm a bit of a procrastinator, and I have been ever since I was a child. And if I'm not careful, I can live by the old saying, why do today what you can put off until tomorrow? Well, today in Judges 19, we read about one of the most jacked up stories in the Bible, in my opinion. Spoiler alert, it ends with a dead wife being chopped up and milled into pieces throughout the land. Yep, that's in the Bible. However, the chapter begins with that very man, a Levite, in a very simple journey to find his wife who had been unfaithful and woo her back and reclaim her. Now, while I won't pretend to know the depths of all that God wants us to take away from this story, I do want to share one specific thing that the Lord used the story to remind me. So let's begin a little bit by reading a chunk of the story as he journeys to bring his wife home. In Judges 19, verses 3 through 10, it says, "Then her husband arose and went after her to speak kindly to her and bring her back. He had with him his servant and a couple of donkeys, and she brought him into her father's house. And when the girl's father saw him, he came with joy to meet him. And his father-in-law, the girl's father, made him stay. And he remained with him 3 days. So they ate and drank and spent the night there. And on the fourth day, they arose early in the morning, and he prepared to go. But the girl's father-in-law said to his son-in-law, 'Strengthen your heart with a morsel of bread, and after that you may go.' So the two of them sat and ate and drank together. And the girl's father said to the man, 'Be pleased to spend the night and let your heart be merry.' And when the man rose up to go, his father-in-law pressed him till he spent the night there again. And on the fifth day, he arose early in the morning to depart. And the girl's father said, 'Strengthen your heart and wait until the day declines.' So they ate, both of them. And when the man and his concubine and his servant rose up to depart, his father-in-law, the girl's father, said to him, 'Behold, now the day has waned toward evening. Please spend the night.'" You guys seeing a pattern here? "Behold, the day draws to its close. Lodge here and let your heart be merry. And tomorrow you shall arise early in the morning for your journey and go home.' But the man would not spend the night. He rose up and departed and arrived opposite Jebus," that is Jerusalem. "He had with him a couple of saddled donkeys, and his concubine was with him." So, as I already revealed, the story has a quite tragic end, and I chose not to read the gory details. But this story got me thinking today about timing and procrastination. This Levite had a simple goal: to go and woo his wife and bring her back. But his trip home was delayed day after day,